Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to review our numbers. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Let's write our names at the top of our page. I'm going to write the name Carrie. Just kidding. That's my sister's name. I'm going to write Mrs. Oldham because that's my name. You go ahead and write your name, and then you can put your pencil down. We're going to color and count some things in the picture at the top of our page. So let's begin. How many tents do you see in this camping picture? How many tents? Yep, one, right there, one. So when you count it, you say one. So let's color the tent blue. Find a blue crayon, and let's color the tent blue. All right, so we have one tent in our camping picture. I don't know if all three of those kids could fit in there because they might get a little crowded, but maybe there's a tent on the other side, you know, that we can't see. Because right now there's just one tent. Let's count to one. Ready, go. One. One. That's it. When you count to one, it gets there. You get there pretty quick. All right, do you see those kind of pegs, pins, little things in the bottom of the tent? You hammer them into the ground and it holds the tent still so it doesn't blow away. Sometimes they're called stakes and they hold trees sometimes that are new. Do you see them? They're like round with a little circle thing on top. You see them? They're holding the tent in the ground. Let's count those. How many are those? How many do you see of those? One, two. Let's color those brown. Take 2 more seconds to finish your tent. Two, one. And now let's color the little pegs or the little stakes brown. If you already colored them blue, that's okay. Just color brown on top. So there's 2 little pegs holding the tent in the ground. Let's count to 2 again. One, two. How many tents? One. How many pegs holding the tent in the ground? Two. One, two. You don't want your tent to blow away when you're sleeping in it. No, you do not. All right, boys and girls, let's count the trees. Point with your finger, touch the trees, and count them. Ready, go. One, two, three, four, five. What color should we color those trees? Green, yeah. They're evergreen trees. That means they stay green forever. Find your green crayon and let's start coloring all 5 trees green. There are 5 trees. Let's practice counting to 5. Ready, begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five. One more time. One, two, three, four, five. Excellent. Now, I want you to practice counting to 5 like you're really mad. You're not happy. Ready, go. One, two, three, four, five. Ooh, you sound so mad. Boys and girls, I am coloring tree number 2. 1, 2. I'm on my 2nd tree. 1, 2. All right, let's count to 5. Like, it is the funniest thing in the world, okay? It's so funny. Ready? We're going to count to 5 like it's the funniest thing. Ready? Go. 1, 2, Three. What comes after three? I forgot. I'm laughing so hard. Four. And the last five. Yes, the last one's five. That's so funny. I'm almost finished with tree number three. I'm heading on to my tree number four. One, two, three, four. I'm on tree number four. Oh, I love to sing. Let's sing to five. Let's sing to five. Ready, go. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, I'm moving on to tree number five. I'm moving over to color tree number five. One, two, three, four, five. I like to count to number five. Okay, boys and girls, if you're on your fifth tree, you're keeping a very good pace with me. If you went ahead, you kind of maybe went a little sloppy and need to check your work. And if you're way, way behind, you might need to catch up a little. But don't stress out. You can always finish coloring at the end. Okay, I have all my green trees. I'm just doing a little bit of touch up on tree number three a little. Okay, all right. Take five more seconds for your five trees. Five, four, three, two, one. Put down your green crayon. Boys and girls, I know there's five trees in our picture, but how many tree trunks do you see? How many tree trunks do you see? Some of them are hidden by the tent. So let's just count the ones we can see. Ready? One, two, three. There's one by the girl's head, one by this boy's head, and then there's one by the boy in the baseball cap. See it? Let's color those brown trunks brown. I said brown trunks because trunks are brown. Color the trunks of the trees brown. The three that we can see. One, two, three. We can't see all of them because they're hidden by the tent. One, two, three that we can see. I can see three. One, two, three. All right, put down your brown crayon. Boys and girls, let's count the stars. Let's count the stars. There's a lot. So I'm going to pick up my pencil. You can do it too. Pick up your pencil. And let's put a small dot on every star that we count so we don't get confused and wonder if we already colored it or if we need to. So make a small little dot on each star when you count it. Let's go. Ready? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Nine stars. Let's color our stars yellow. I'm going to color and count at the same time. So I'm going to start my first star. One, and then I'm going to move over. Two, try to stay like in my pace, not too fast, not too slow. I'm moving over. Three, what comes after three, boys and girls? Four, I'm moving over. What's next? Five, excellent. Five, what's next? Six, you got this. You should be coloring your yellow stars. What comes after six? Seven. What's next? Eight. And last of all, nine. That's a lot of stars in the starry sky. I bet it's so pretty. Okay, let's practice counting our stars once more. Ready? I'm going to touch my stars with my crayon as I go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Now, this time when you count them, let's say it in a spooky voice for a campfire story. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All right, put down your yellow crayon. Boys and girls, how many kids are in the picture? Let's count them. 1, 2, 3. Let's color the girl. See her? Let's color her hair black. Find a black crayon. If you don't have one, you could use your pencil. And let's color her hair black. She'll be kid number one. Kid number one, the girl, is going to have black hair. It's pretty. It's curly. I like it. Kid number one has black hair. Okay, almost finished. See if you're at my pace. Okay. Take 3 more seconds for her black hair. 3, 2, 1. Put down your black crayon. Let's make her have a purple bow. Any kind of purple will work. Purple bow. And then let's give her a purple shirt. Purple shirt so she matches. Don't always have to match, but sometimes it's fun. So this is kid number one. 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 We're working on kid number one. All right, so she has a purple shirt. Nice. Take 2 more seconds. Finished or not? 2, 1. Put down your purple crayon. Let's give her some pink shorts. Find a pink crayon. Or you could use your red crayon if you can't find your pink crayon. Let's give her some pink shorts. All right. That's not going to take you very long. Put down your pink crayon. Do you see the boy in the middle? He's not wearing a baseball hat. Let's give him brown hair. Let's color his hair brown. He's in the middle. He is not wearing a baseball hat. Let's color his hair brown. Okay. That shouldn't take you very long either. He doesn't have a lot of hair. This is kid number two. The girl was one. He's two. Put down your brown crayon. Let's give him an orange shirt. Let's have him wear an orange shirt. Okay. Kid number two. 1, 2. What comes after two? 3. We'll start working on kid 3 next. So he has orange shirt, and let's put him in some blue shorts. Some blue shorts as soon as you're ready. I picked up my, I don't know, what is this? Indigo crayon, so it's kind of bluish purplish, but it works. It's fine. It's not a serious matter. Okay, kid 1 is finished. Kid 2 is finished. Let's move on to kid 3. Put down those crayons, orange, blue, brown. Let's work on kid 3. 1, 2, 3. Let's color this kid's hat red. Let's put him in a red baseball cap. Any kind of red works for me. So we'll have him in a red baseball cap. He's kid number 3. 1, 2, 3. Uno, dos, tres. That's my Spanish. Put down your red crayon. Let's give him, ready, yellow hair. Blonde. We'll make him blonde. He has some curly hair too. Okay, so he has blonde hair and a red baseball cap. Let's give him a green shirt. Find your green crayon. Let's put him in a green shirt. Kid number 3 is going to wear green. All right, boys and girls, while you're coloring the green shirt, do you remember how many tents were in our picture? 1. How many pegs were holding the tent down so it wouldn't blow away? 2. How many trees were in our picture? Do you remember? 5. All right, I'm finished with the green shirt. Let's make him wear blue shorts. Blue shorts. Okay. All right. How many kids are there? Three. Let's move on. Pick up your pencil. Do you see the numbers going across the bottom of your page? Some of them are missing. We're going to trace the ones that are there and write our own for the ones that are missing. Let's trace the number one. Ready? One. Scoot over. Two. Scoot over. There's nothing there. What should we put? One, two, three. Make your three. Four. Trace it. Scoot over. Uh-oh. What comes after four? One, two, three, four, five. Make your number five. Six. Trace it. Seven. Trace it. Eight. Trace it. Nine. Trace it. What comes last? 10. So one and then a zero. Let's count it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, boys and girls, look at the turtle. Which turtle has three spots? Which turtle has three spots? 1, 2, 3, 4. No. Try the next turtle. 1, 2, 3. Yes, circle him. Let's look at the pencils in the cup. Which pencil cup has five pencils in it? Let's count the first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There it is. Circle that. Scoot over to the crayon box. Which one has four crayons? 1, 2, 3, 4. The first one does. Circle that. Scoot down to the ladybug. I want you to make five spots on the ladybug with your pencil. Just like the turtles have. Make five spots with your pencil. Five spots. I'm going to check mine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes. All right, boys and girls, scoot over. Look at the tin frame. We're going to color the counters in the tin frame and fill in with our pencil the counters. We're going to color in the counters. Ready? 1, 2. You should be coloring. 3 with your pencil. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 counters in the 10 frame. And then scoot over, you should see two numbers. Which one says 9? What's the first one say? 3, leave it alone. Circle the next one, that's our number 9. We did it, boys and girls, we did it. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.